Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Pastor Farrell Shepherd of the Island Ford Baptist Church right here in Madisonville, Kentucky, welcoming you to another Sending Forth the Light radio broadcast. This broadcast is for Monday, August 15th, and I do hope and pray that you have been enjoying a good day in the Lord today, a good start of your work week, and then also that you had a good day in the Lord's house on the Lord's Day yesterday. Amen. We had a good day here at Island Ford Baptist Church. I'm grateful. Both morning and evening services, I felt like we're blessed with the presence of the Lord and the power of God. And I am so grateful unto Him for His blessings. We had a good Sunday school class on Sunday morning and had visitors come in and be with us. That was a real blessing, and we appreciate that. Mr. Cunningham was a first-time visitor that was here on Sunday morning, and then Miss Janice was back. She's been having some health problems, but she was back with us, and we're glad to have her here again. And then, of course, Jim, he's back. I told him I quit counting him as a visitor. He's been coming regular enough, and I'm glad for that. Good to have him in our presence. And, of course, Holly June Gray was with us again, and she's here for a few days until her parents come next week and pick her up after our meeting. So we're glad that she was here, and we had just a good number in the house of God, a good presence of the Lord, and appreciate the Lord blessing us and helping us as He did. Then in the worship hour, we had a good time there, had a good song that some good congregational singing, then a special. And seemed like after the special, as they sang, they messed up a little bit, and I guess sort of felt bad about the mistakes that they had made. And I tried to encourage them, just, you know, doing it for the Lord. That's what it's all about. But then seemed as if God got in it. People got to testifying. And then I had them come up and sing the song again. I told them, just practice on us. And that time they sang it with tears. That time they sang it not being able to get through half of either of the verses. Amen. Without just breaking down. And I'm telling you, I told them that's when they was doing it right. Amen. And the presence of the Lord. And I'm grateful for that. And just the Lord showing His love and showering His love up on His people. And then I preached and felt like we had good liberty and unction in the preaching. And then again, back last night as well. We actually yesterday raised the money to finish off paying for an ice maker that we're going to have put in here for our meeting. And we had worked on that in the men's Sunday school class a couple of months ago, raised some money, started it, and got almost half the money pledged and raised. And then we didn't get near half of it pledged, but then time that what was pledged and then was raised, we got about half of it. And then I did it again yesterday, and then last night we just finished her off. And I glorify the Lord that when we have that thing put in, it'll be paid for. Praise God. And I give Him glory. I thank God for giving us some good giving people, but I still don't credit it to the people. I credit it to God as He supplies and He moves on people's heart that they would give. And I certainly appreciate that. Well, we had some that was not able to be with us yesterday. Brother George Woodard, still not feeling well. He is out of the hospital. I want you to keep him in your prayers, if you will. They said that some kind of a blood infection, but they've ruled out the pneumonia, and they've had a couple of options what may be causing the infection, but they've not exactly concluded. So I'd like for you to keep him in your prayers. And then Sister Lisa Bell was out last night. She wasn't feeling well Sunday morning and was out last night, so we want to keep her in our prayers as well. I mentioned Miss Jensen was here on Sunday morning but was not able to be here last night. She still got some more procedures to go through, and so we're going to lift her up in prayer as well. And then Sister Elizabeth Rickard, we're going to keep her in our prayers that God would touch and help there and meet that special need that she has, and trust the Lord to help and have His way there. And then also, let me mention a few things of people that I know today. Sister Edna Ballou is having surgery today. I don't know the time you hear this. She may have already had it, and I don't know how the outcome of that might be, but we're praying for her today. Nonetheless, she's going to have a procedure that they might go in and cauterize her sciatic nerve. She's been in such pain, and it's really causing her a lot of problems. And so We're praying for her today that the Lord would touch her. Also, I talked with Brother Doug Howard, that's our missionary, that he's over the Tabernacle Baptist Missions and down in Greenville, South Carolina. Brother Howard's a great man of God, been used of the Lord on the mission field himself and used of the Lord to preach missions conferences and to advance missions, and God's used him. His wife, Carolyn, has cancer and has been battling that now for some time. I talked with him today. He said they were not going to be able to come to our meeting. He had another meeting that conflicts, and he felt like he needed to be there. And so I do understand that. But I asked him how Miss Carolyn was doing. He said she's doing better. She's actually finished that first regimen of stuff that she's on, whether it's radiation or chemo, I don't remember, but that she's battling neuropathy now because of that treatment that she had. She's got neuropathy now in her hands and in her feet, and very painful. And he said the medication they gave her has such side effects that she won't take it. And so we want to pray for her, that the Lord touch her. She's now going to having transfusions either every 10 or 12 days and having taken pill treatments. And so he said, well, she is getting her appetite back and eating better and gaining some weight. She had lost 50 pounds. And so you pray for Miss Caroline that the Lord would touch her and help her there and just meet that need and have his way. Also, we've got another missionary that his wife is having problems battling cancer, and we're praying for them as well and asking God that he might just touch and help there. That is Sister Shirley Hughes. She's the wife of Evangelist Richard Hughes, and they're from down in the Greenville, South Carolina area as well, and want to keep them in our prayers, and her in particular with this, as she's battling cancer, the Lord would help there and meet the need. And then our friend, Brother Kevin Franklin, I've not heard any recent update on him. Let's keep him in our prayers, if you will, and pray that the Lord would touch him and his body. Also, Brother Gene Mathias and his wife and their health problems, want to hold them up. Brother and Sister Hall, their health problems, they're doing well as far as I know today. Yesterday we're doing well, and we appreciate that and glad God's helping them. Want to keep them in our prayers as well, that God just keep giving them strength and health and accomplish the will of God in their life and touch and help them there in their needs. And then I have a number of unspoken requests that we're praying about, situations, young people that are making decisions, many of them that I think are wrong decisions, that are decisions against the way they were raised, decisions against the way that their parents and their leadership, whether it be pastor or others, would want them to go. And so we need to pray for them in this space of rebellion, really, is what a lot of it is. And some of it's just decision-making, trying to grow up and decide who they are on their own. But pray that they'll make the right decisions and they'll not wind up down in the hog pen, destitute of everything and wasted everything and ruined a lot of things with a lot of scars. I know they can get out of the hog pen. I know some of them can get home, but they'll have those scars the rest of their life. And many of them, that stench will follow them all the way home. And so we need to pray for these decisions, these young people, and these situations we're praying about here. Also, we got a meeting coming up next week, starting on Wednesday the 24th. Brother Stinnett Blue is supposed to be with us that week. Be preaching every night, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday night, and then Saturday we got an afternoon service, and then Sunday morning. And we'll be having morning and night services on that Thursday and Friday, calling preachers from the floor, be camp meeting style, and hope that you'll come, hope that you'll pray. And we will be airing those services live, and so hope that you'll tune in and enjoy those services along with us. But if you can come and be with us, it sure would be a great blessing. Pray for us during this time. We've got, you know, meals and motel rooms and things like that to take care of, and we're looking forward to them coming in and seeing what the Lord's going to do in these things. So, all right, there's our prayer request. If you will, pray with us as we call upon the Lord in prayer. Our Heavenly Father, we certainly are grateful to be able to come and call upon your name again and be able to lift up these requests unto thee. Lord, I am encouraged when I remember that you said, call unto me. You made the invitation. That you said, ask and it shall be given. Lord, that you said that you would have all men everywhere, praying everywhere, lifting up holy hands without wrath and without doubting. So, Father, we come lifting up these needs. We ask you, dear God, that you might help us that we might be able to lift up holy hands. We're not asking to consume it on our own lust. We're not asking, trying to leave it in our hands, that we're trying to manipulate the will of God. But rather, Lord, we're wanting to pray in the will of God over these particular needs. Father, I pray for these thy people that are hurting that we mentioned in prayer request. Brother Woodard, Lord, would you touch him in his body and strengthen him and give him the health that he needs. Lord, I pray for Brother and Sister Hall that you touch them and strengthen them and bless them and help them in their health. Father, I pray that you'd help Brother Gene Mathias and his wife, him with the throat problems and her with the problems there that she has. Lord, would you intervene and help them according to your perfect will? Father, would you guide and bless and help as the doctors work on Sister Ballou? Lord, as they try to help cauterize that nerve and help her with all the pain that's in her legs and her back and her body. Lord, would you help her there and, Lord, intervene that she might be able to recover well and everything go according to thy perfect will? Father, I pray for these in our church as well that are hurting and that are not well. For Mrs. Bell, Lord, you touch her body and help her to be well. Lord, I pray you'd help Brother Bell as he looks after his dad and the needs that they have there. Father, I pray that you'd help Miss Elizabeth and this special request that she has. And you know the need that's there. Lord, that you would intervene. Lord, I pray that you'd help our upcoming meeting. Lord, that you'd help that we'd have the presence and the power of God here in the meeting as we come together, that everything would go according to thy will. Father, that you'd put it all together. We'd have the right preaching at the right time, the right singing at the right time, the right testimony at the right time, that everything would work in accordance to the perfect will of God, that thy work and will might be accomplished, that some sinner might come under old-time conviction and get saved before it's eternally too late, that the saints might be strengthened. Lord, we might be stirred towards reaching others with the gospel. And then the unspoken requests that we've mentioned. Lord, you know all about them. Father, I pray that you'd take care of these special needs. And Lord, that you'd just have your way and that you'd get the glory and the honor. Now, Lord, I pray bless the broadcast today. Use it for your honor. We ask it in Jesus' lovely and precious name. Amen and amen. Well, I appreciate you praying with us. And we're going to get ready to look into the scripture. We're looking again at Luke chapter 11. That's where we've been taking our text. Preaching about prayer. We're going to go in a little different direction today, but still talking about prayer. We're going to be looking as well at Ephesians chapter number 6, Luke 11 and Ephesians 6. And we'll be right back after this song with a reading of the Word of God. We're looking in Luke chapter number 11, verse number 1. The Bible says, "And it came to pass that as he was praying in a certain place, when he ceased, one of his disciples said unto him, Lord, teach us to pray, as John also taught his disciples." I'm interested in the fact that this disciple, unnamed, but mentioned in at least three of the Gospels, this disciple recognized our Lord praying, recognized the power that was in our Lord's praying, and also apparently had recognized that John had taught his disciples to pray. And so he had a desire to learn to pray, and he wanted to be taught by the Master, wanted to be taught by the Lord on how to pray. I'm telling you, what a blessing that the Lord would be willing to teach us to pray. We're looking now at what we're calling prayer secrets. The idea we got from a book that was written back in 1940 and by a man named Guy King, a preacher that preached these messages in England and actually preached 7 messages there and then wrote the book that had 26 messages in it total that was dealing with what he called prayer secrets. Just little short sermons is what each of them are. And I'm preaching with these thoughts and using them hopefully to help you, that they've helped me, I'll be honest with you, and been a blessing to me in a number of ways. I've preached some of these in the pulpit out in the church as well. Just finished one last night, matter of fact, that really encouraged me and blessed me. And we're looking today at number 12. We've looked at 11 already. I'm not going to run over those because they don't necessarily build one on the other, although the first ones do, but then they're just nuggets, just little points that I believe are great and powerful, and like for you to hopefully get some help from these teachings on prayer. We're looking in Ephesians chapter 6, verse number 17 and 18. You know, it's talking about the whole armor of God, and it's talking about spiritual warfare. All right, verse number 17 of Ephesians chapter 6 says, "And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God." Verse number 18 starts off with the word praying, always, with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. Now, I believe that this phrase, the Word of God, and the word praying, go together. They're not meant to be separated. They have a connection. And I want to talk today about the connection of the Word of God and prayer. I want to deal with that a little bit for the next day or two and hopefully give us some thoughts. And I'm not going to exhaust it by any means, but just thinking about the importance, the immense importance that we ought to have the Word of God alongside of our prayer life. Amen. There is a very intimate connection between effectual praying and devotional reading of the Scriptures. Now, I'm not talking about this prolonged, detailed study of the Word of God. You need some solid Bible study that'll help your spiritual growth, that'll help your spiritual well-being. But really, right now, I'm talking about just this devotional time. And prayer, many times, is a part of our devotional life. Now, I believe it could expand to be even more than that, and should, as well as should Bible study. But you ought to have some devotions. My concern for the moment, this message, is going to deal with this simple devotional method. Several things ought to be talked about, and I'll try to deal with about devotional time of reading and prayer. First of all, I want to say that devotions beget fellowship. Now, a lot of people have a little devotional. We have one that we give out here at the church. Actually, I write little things to send in, and sometimes it gets printed. And several other independent Baptists are printed in this same little devotional that we use. They come out every month, and they're all King James and independent Baptists, and it's a blessing. But it's a lot of people have that little devotional book with no devotion. Amen. I'm not talking about just having a book. I'm talking about having a Bible and having prayer. I'm talking about some quiet time with God. Amen. Now, can I say to you that our devotional time with God was never meant to be a monologue? It was never meant to be only a one-way communication? No. By the way, a healthy time of devotion would contain a dialogue, which we call communication. Communication means more than one-way street. Amen. It's a two-way thing. And this time of reading and prayer ought to entail that. First of all, we speak with Him. And then secondly, He speaks with us. Isn't that right? Amen. We ought to speak to God. And God ought to speak to us in our devotional time. Let's think about that just a moment. We speak with God. Of course, that's the simplest, most basic concept of prayer. We talk to God. Amen. It's sadly true that some people only speak to the ceiling. Their prayers never go any further than that. They're not talking to God. Some of them are talking to themselves. Perhaps they're talking to others. And sometimes I'm convinced our public prayers are more for the public than they are prayers to God. But I'm saying we ought to go further than that. Our prayer ought to reach to heaven. And by the way, if it's really prayer, our prayer ought to get to heaven. But some only gets to the ceiling. I'm afraid some don't even get that far. Amen. Luke chapter number 18, verse number 9 through 11 says this, "And he spake this parable unto certain that trusted in themselves that they were righteous and despised others." Here's what he said. "Two men went up into the temple to pray." So he's going to give us an illustration. Two men praying. "The one a Pharisee and the other a publican. The Pharisee stood and prayed thus with himself, 'God, I thank thee that I am not as other men are, extortioners, unjust, adulterers, or even as this publican.'" You see, our text made it plain that this Pharisee only prayed thus with himself. That's the exact phrase that it said. He prayed thus with himself. His prayer was a formal prayer. His prayer was a prideful prayer. His prayer was a self-building, self-boastful prayer. And he went away unjustified, still in his sins. But that publican wouldn't even so much as look up, lift up his eyes towards heaven, smote himself upon the breast and said, "Lord, be merciful to me, a sinner." And God heard his prayer. Amen. But I'm talking about this thing about people praying and the prayer not going where it ought to go. Listen, for prayer to be sincere, for prayer to be real, it must not be merely formal. Amen. God is so gracious that he actually does allow for us to talk with him. Amen. He allows us to speak to him. But good communication is not one way. As I said, he speaks to us. God's normal means of communication to us is through the Word of God. Now, I know the Spirit speaks to us, but he speaks through the Word. And therefore, when we take the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God, and we use it when we pray, we're talking to God and we're using his language. Amen. God talking to us in his Word. We're talking to God. as well with His Word. This time of devotional reading and meditation, I believe, is essential. Amen. I believe we need that very kind, that we could go through the Bible unhurriedly, that we can take some time, that we, and by the way, you ought to probably just confine yourself to some little portion. You don't have to read a whole book or a whole chapter even, just a small portion of the Bible in your regular course of reading. I encourage you to read your Bible through every year. Amen. Read through it. Read some in it every day and read through it at least one time a year. But in this little time of devotional, you might just read a little section and meditate upon it and think upon it. When we read, we ought to read it expectantly. We ought to read it obediently. We ought to read it reverently. And we ought to read it listening for the voice of God. Samuel did that. Brother Steve's been teaching on that in Sunday school. 1 Samuel 3, verses 8 and 9. And the Lord called Samuel again the third time. And he arose and went to Eli and said, "Here am I, for thou didst call me." And Eli perceived that the Lord had called the child. Therefore Eli said unto Samuel, "Go lie down, and it shall be, if he call thee, that thou shalt say, 'Speak, Lord, for thy servant heareth.'" So Samuel went and lay down in his place. Listen, when we read our Bible and we're talking to God, we ought to say unto God, "Lord, I'm here to listen. Speak, Lord, thy servant heareth." Amen. And so devotion, I'm saying that devotions beget fellowship. We'll have some fellowship with God. We'll have some sweet communion with God when we not only pray, but read our Bible. And pray, when the two go together, and when we're using the Scriptures in our prayer. I'll say more about that as the program goes on in days to come, but I want to encourage you, get your Bible, get you a secret place that you can spend some quiet time in your Bible and on your knees, whether or not you can physically get on your knees, talking to God in heaven. Thank you for listening.